Hello, alumni. This is Mr. Strassman from TABC Guidance Department. Parshas Beshalach is typically used to discuss issues of emunah, faith, belief in Hashem and His hand in our lives. And I think there's a number of different ways to go about that in the parsha. So I thought I'd share a thought along those lines. And toward the end of the parsha, we encounter the war with Amalek. You know, when the Jews are traveling through the desert and Amalek happens upon them, okay? And there's an interesting sort of a game plan here. Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua, Moshe says to Yehoshua, Bechar lanu anashim, go, you know, pick out, you know, who's going to be the fighters. Vetzei hilachem ba'amalek, and go out and fight Amalek. Machar, tomorrow, anochi nitzav al rosh hagiva, I'm going to be standing on the top of the mountain, umateha Elohim biadi. And the staff of Hashem will be in my hand. So, you know, you gotta wonder here, why isn't Moshe fighting in the war? You know, wouldn't the Jews want Moshe by their sides, like, you know, after he schlepped through the desert and he's been, you know, bringing them every step of the way? And also, Hashem didn't command Moshe to take that position on the mountain. It seems like Moshe Rabbeinu came up with this plan on his own. So why would he choose to distance himself from the people right then? You could also say, like, you know, Moshe does join in later battles. You know, it's not like he's squeamish. Like, he's very involved in like, for example, you know, defeating, you know, Sichon and Og. Like, you know, there's a famous medrash, like, Moshe jumped 10 amos in the air, and he's 10 amos tall, and his stick is 10 amos long. Oh, and that's how he got to smack Og's ankle or something, you know. So he clearly, there are times when Moshe is out there with the soldiers fighting on the battlefield. But in this war with Amalek, he's basically saying, okay, you guys go ahead, I'm going to stay up there where it's safe. And at the end of the day, like, what kind of a message does that send to the Jewish people? They're going to be down there fighting and he's up on the mountain. So there must be a reason why Moshe thought to do that. And I think we can understand what Moshe might have been trying to accomplish by first examining one word in the pasuk, vitzei. And Moshe tells Yehoshua, go out and battle Amalek. The commentary of the Baal HaTurim picks up on the fact that vitzei, that word only appears twice in all of Tanakh. One bookend is in our Parsha, and the other appears way back in Parsha Toldot. Yeah, that famous story where Yitzchak tells Esav, Ve'ata sana kelecha telyecha ve'kashtecha v'tzei hasedeh v'tzuda litzayid. So he tells his son, you know, go prepare your implements, sharpen them, your sword, take your bow, and go out into the field and hunt for me, you know, make me some delicious tasting game. And over there, the Baal HaTurim comments that, like, every phrase in that pasuk basically refers to one of the nations that would later on in history, that would later subjugate or oppress or exile the Jews. So, for example, you know, when we say tzei hasadeh, like, go out to the field, you know, so that one is referring to the Romans, because sedei adom, like, so the field is kind of connected over there, and you know, there's another tel yecha, like your sword, which is, like, you know, from the shoresh of, like, tolue, like hanging down. You know, your sword would hang down when it's on your belt. You know, so that refers to madai, like, you know, Haman, who was hung. You know, the talua to al ha'etz, right? So all these different, like the kel yecha, your utensils, the kalim went to Babel after the Jews were exiled, right? So there's all these different allusions to these other nations. And the end of the Midrash explains that just like Hashem did battle and defeated all those nations and now they're gone, so too, that's what's going to happen with Amalek at the other end, you know, where it says Vitzei in our Parsha in Beshalach. So it's a nice little connection that the Baal HaTurim picks up on. But, you know, for our purposes, you know, it in a sense, Moshe's words to Yehoshua become more significant in a broad context, as Chazal established that this war with Amalek is kind of a precedent for defeating other nations in the future. So maybe in the same way, we might say that Moshe could be trying to prepare Bnei Yisrael for those challenging future experiences. So Rashi explains why Moshe told Yehoshua to go out, vitzei, instead of just like velech, like to go. Where was Yehoshua leaving? Like, where was he going out from? The answer is he had to go out from the Anane HaKavod, that he was leaving the special clouds of Hashem's presence that protected the Jews in the desert. And Moshe is teaching us that you don't always get the home court advantage. And there are going to be times when challenges drive you out of your comfort zone, when you're going to feel exposed and vulnerable. And the Jewish people will be exiled from their land. And how must a Jew respond when he's far from home and there are no special clouds, and everywhere he turns there's hatred and oppression? Says Moshe, I'll tell you. Vitzei hilachem ba'amalek, when you go out to fight Amalek and you start to think there's no protection, you're confronted by enemies in a hostile environment, machar, not just tomorrow, but at any future time, when that day comes and you're in that place and you don't know where to turn, anochi nitzav al rosh hagiva, I'll be ready on the mountaintop. And in looking for me, you're going to find the part of you that knows how to rise above this challenge. That's what Moshe wanted the Jews to learn, and he couldn't teach them that by joining them. Just like Hashem set a precedent for fighting our enemies, Moshe wanted to set a precedent for having emunah in times of crisis, for reaching out when you feel far away. And the Torah says, "Videi Moshe emunah," literally that Moshe's hands were faith. So what does that mean? Rav Hirsch explains that Moshe's hands were a representation of Klal Yisrael's emunah. And what was in his hands? What did we say? What was inspiring their belief? Umateha Elokim biadi. And Moshe says, I'm carrying the staff of God in my hand. And sure enough, the Torah says that when Klal Yisrael were winning the battle was when Moshe's hands were raised and they put their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by standing on the mountain and creating that distance, Moshe wanted to show that there's more to facing a challenge than recognizing who you stand with. It's recognizing who you stand for and knowing that Hashem will always help us when we're strong in our emunah. Shabbat Shalom.